Well, we had a discussion when I was in New York with the Malians, with the, together with the Commissioner for Peace and Security, and we agreed that that crisis is such that the AU must play a more active role. Up to now, most of the work has been done by ECOWAS, which is the regional organization, and I think that's fine, that's good. But it's a crisis that goes beyond the region, and it has a potential of spreading to the whole region if it's not managed, and even to the rest of the continent. So it's a very important issue that we must get our teeth into. So as a result of that, we also had discussions. There was a high-level meeting in New York that discussed the Mali situation, which was hosted by the Secretary General of the UN, but he had invited all the interested parties. So as a follow-up to that, and as a way of really getting the matter to be attended to at a much coordinated level, we are going to Mali tomorrow for a meeting on the 19th on Friday, which will include the UN, it will include the AU, ECOWAS, and other stakeholders to really discuss on this issue and how all of us can work together to try and deal with this matter. It's a complex matter because it has a number of elements to it, including the fact that there was a coup, which means we need to return to democracy, but also the territorial integrity of Mali is under threat, and that has to be discussed so that we see how we can restore and make sure that the territorial integrity of Mali is not threatened. And of course, there are other complicated issues around those issues. You know that people have been taken as hostages. We understand there are people who also are trafficking drugs and all sorts of manner of things that are happening. So we will have a good discussion on Friday on the 19th in Mali itself. So even though I'd hoped and wished that I could be here at least for the first 2 weeks, but the Mali crisis is important enough for me to travel a day after I started my work in earnest.